This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the great problem of human suffering and what the Bible teaches about it. My friends, let us remember that the Bible is the Word of God, that God does not lie. As we find in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29, God is not a man that he should repent or lie. And as the writer of the Hebrew letter declared in Hebrews 6 and verse 18, it is impossible for God to lie. So whatever the Bible teaches, we can depend upon it. And that's why each day I call your attention to the teachings of the Bible and not to human philosophy. And so as we continue with the great problem of human suffering, and in particular now, how to prepare for it or how to get ready for it, I point out to you that one thing that is involved in Bible teaching is that one should learn that in knowing us and loving us, Christ will not allow Satan to afflict or attempt us above or beyond that which we're able to bear. I mentioned this just in closing in our study yesterday. But some people come to believe that the trials and tribulations of life are simply too great to bear. Some even go so far as to take their own lives. But each person must remember that God placed some very definite limitations upon Satan's afflictions of Job. And in the same vein, the Apostle Paul taught in the New Testament, God will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. I may even now be speaking to someone who is in such despair that he is even thinking of taking his life. But let me plead with you not to do that. Let me plead with you to give God a chance in your life by turning to the Bible and reading and studying it carefully and prayerfully. The Lord knows you individually. He knows even how many hairs there are on your head. He knows every problem you face. He knows every strength and every weakness that you have. He knows the limitations that you have to endure the trials and tribulations of life. Let me plead with you that you consider turning to God by turning to His Word. For in that Word He has promised that He will not allow Satan to tempt or to try men above that which they are able to bear. But each person must also remember that God, while providing a way of escape, is not going to force anyone to accept and to travel that way. Each person must want it and accept it for himself. Jesus himself declared, as the record is given in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." And while the Lord wishes to be the Savior of every person in this world, as we find in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, "The grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men," at the same time we must remember that Jesus actually is the Savior only of those who believe in, love, and obey Him. In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, in speaking of Christ, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation." Christ loves you, and he wants you to love him in return. And everyone who does love him, loves him because he has found out about God's love for him and the gift of his Son. This we learn in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, where the Apostle John declares, "We love because he first loved us." Let us remember that God loves every person. It doesn't matter how wicked you may have been, God loves you and wants you to be saved. So we urge you to study the Bible, to learn the will of God, to believe in, love, and trust Him, and then obey His will. We'll continue our study along this line tomorrow.